interested in your relationship with the community on this project? What was the journey for the community participants?
They loved being believed. That was the most important thing. You know, on the opening night, Coral Pombo came up to me and said, "You've given me back the 12-year-old girl that was taken from me." And yeah, and I still, like, it was just amazing to hear someone say that to you. I mean, I don't know whether that's what it did, but in her mind, she had been believed for the first time. And I don't know that any of us living in this generation can understand what that is, because people are more believed than not these days. But so there was that. I think that listening to those stories and understanding the way in which female sexuality is kind of put upon and suppressed and boxed and kind of seen as dangerous enraged me and dug a pit in my soul, because a lot of these girls were put in there because, you know, they're having relationships with their boyfriends at an early age, or, you know, they were considered uncontrollable or in moral danger. And there was no such category for boys. So the kind of ways in which women's ownership of their own behaviour has been controlled by the state and by society was really always prevalent in working on this play. And it does really get to you hearing these women's lives destroyed for basically being exploratory, adventurous girls, you know? I mean, amazing. And yeah, it makes you feel glad that the sexual revolution happened and that you're on the other side of that. In terms of the community, I mean, all the news cameras and stuff wanted to do interviews with these girls, and it was just great. You know, Marlene used to always wear this big hat, and they loved it. And I loved them having their story be so respected and believed. And I mean, clearly for me, you know, the apology that happened was just the most extraordinary day for me as a theatre maker. I texted Wesley Enoch and I said, "I think we can be proud to be theatre makers on this day." You know, Clan and all of those groups had been agitating for a national apology. I'm not claiming any part in that. I'm just saying there was a small part of what we did for however many people came to the Belvoir Street Theatre who understood in some way what had happened to those women, and who knows how much they might have been the friends or the mothers of people in positions of influence who could help the roller coaster that was already in place by Clan and all these other groups to get the national apology. And I think it's a travesty that the play hasn't been done in other parts of Australia. I feel quite aggrieved on their behalf, because Parramatta Girls was one of the biggest institutions, so it can serve as a kind of example, because there's a Parramatta Girls home in every state. There's 500,000 Australians were in this kind of institution. And if I had called the play Forgotten Australians or Uncontrollable Girls, would it have travelled? I feel burdened by my failure to get that story out further. I think that could still happen, and I feel like it does serve as something that those women can be proud of, that they told their story. And I also, you know, often I would go to parties or people would say to me, you know, I was at a wedding and I was talking to this woman and she said, "Oh, you know, what do you do?" And I said, "Oh, blah, blah, I'm a playwright. I wrote Parramatta Girls." She said, "Oh, I'm a chiropractor." And I had this woman come in and, you know, she said to me, "Oh, you know that play Parramatta Girls?" And she said, "Yeah." And she said, "Oh, I was one of them." You know, and it might have been the first time she'd ever said that to someone, or, you know, or people may have brought their children to see it. There's so many things that we don't know as theatre makers where the influence is. But I feel really proud of those women for gifting their story to all those other women who weren't given a voice, mm-hmm. You know. And I, like I say, I would like to see that spread, because I think that it's an important story. And the fact that it's a national apology, it just means that, you know, you have to believe me. It's a national apology, because this was something that happened in every state, and the theatre can't resign its mantle of connecting to what's happening in our community now. We can't just produce plays that are like what happened, you know, 300 years ago. We need to hear the voice of people who are still alive telling us that.